assessment, it can be categorized in two, you know, stages. First, at the lower level, lower educational level, where we have a lot of challenges, and then at the higher educational level. Now, when cheating comes in and integrity and the rest, one can actually, you know, wish to or expect to see integrity in writing exams if the person is expected or if the person has the upper knowledge of what he is expected to see in the exam hall. But let's keep that aside. Now, in Africa, basically, the e-assessment is a kind of a compound assessment. Compound assessment in the sense that you are not just testing the person based on his ability or based on his knowledge of either the course or the content of the course. However, you are at the same time testing the person, the candidate, on his ability to know how to, in order to find out whether the person knows how to use the digital gadgets that is being employed during the exams. I will explain that. The e-assessment started at a lower level in Nigeria way back over almost 10 to 15 years now. The first assessment or the first institution that administered e-assessment is JAM, that is John Admission and Matriculation Board, which serve as a gateway to candidates graduating from secondary school. I want to believe we are using the same terminology, secondary school, that is ordinary level, into the higher level, such as HND, diploma, degree, and the rest. Now, most of the categories of candidates that are subjected to JAM are from rural communities. Rural communities whereby it is very difficult for a candidate to have direct contact with even television. It sounds funny, but that is the reality of the situation in Nigeria, and which I believe is the same thing with other African countries. Now, this candidate are subjected to writing JAM from these remote places where they have never seen a television, talk less of computer. Now, it is usually an exposure to them, first time exposure to see computer. And in their secondary schools, they do not have computers. That will always be the first time for this student to see computer, and they will be exposed to this computer, and they are expected to write or they are expected to attempt to questions on using CBT, that is computer-based test. Now, what are we saying? A person who has never seen computer and you are exposing him to answer questions using computer. In this case, you find out that you are first of all testing his knowledge or ability to use the computer, which is not part of the arrangement, which is not part of the deal with him. And at the same time, you are testing him to know the context of either the course or what he learned or what he's expected to have learned in school. So these are also some of the challenges we are facing here in Africa. Having said that, there was a time we initiated, I and Professor